Wendy Patton with the progressive group Policy Matters says Ohioans who have LLCs or pass-through accounts for small businesses can earn up to $250,000 tax-free. And that's allowing them to qualify for tax breaks that were meant for low-income citizens.
But what this is loophole within a loophole, an unintended consequence of a tax credit that hasn't been properly examined.
Patton estimates the state could be losing about $5 million through this loophole. One state senator says he's not surprised. Democrat Joe Schiavone made targeted tax breaks part of his platform when he ran in the primary for governor last winter.
I'm talking about when a business hires somebody, they should get a tax break. When they buy the property across the street so that they can grow the footprint of their company, they should get a tax break. When they redo the inside and move all the lighting into LED lighting and cost-effective, energy-efficient lighting and infrastructure within, you can give them a tax break for that. Upgrading their technology. Yeah, that sounds good. All those dollars, we can invest in it when they do something rather than giving them all the money back with no incentive to do what you want them to do.
Schiavone says attorneys and other higher income professionals have been able to set their businesses up in a way where they have a very low tax burden, especially when compared with most Ohioans who pay taxes on money earned through employers. Republican State Representative Mike Haney is not quick to jump on any type of reform that would make small businesses pay more. He's an insurance agent and says new tax reforms have helped small business owners in his industry take risks and make ends meet.
The small business guy is the last one to get paid. Sometimes that means he gets a lot of money. Sometimes it means he doesn't get any money. I know when I first bought my agency, for a while there, I was taking cuts because it was tight. But as we grew the business, things are a little better now.
But Haney says if small business owners are taking advantage of tax breaks meant for low-income Ohioans, he'd be willing to look at proposals to fix that specific issue. Republican Senate Leader President Larry Obhoff says he's also willing to check into that.
Is there potential for us to revise that from time to time? I would say there probably is.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to ever get rid of the overall small business tax cut? Absolutely not. Not while I'm here.
But lawmakers are unlikely to do anything on this in this lame duck session of the legislature. They could next year when tackling the new 2-year budget, and Patton with Policy Matters hopes they will. She says there's a problem with tax equality in Ohio, that lower income residents pay more of their income proportionately than their richer counterparts. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.